Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial is now in the hands of the jury. Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner on Monday ruled that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes following multiple strokes after the occupation on the Capitol, a finding that will make it hard for prosecutors to charge anyone with his murder. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday passed legislation that will allow banks to provide services to cannabis companies in states where it's legal, a step towards removing what analysts say is a barrier to development of the industry. Lawmakers voted 321 to 101 to approve the bill and send it to the Senate. Former Vice President Walter Mondale died Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the age of 93. Fritz won the 1984 Democratic nomination for President of the United States and chose New York Representative Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate. On Election Day, he carried only his home state and the District of Columbia. The electoral vote was 523-13 for President Reagan. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What we can expect from the President Biden policy at the border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
In his first sit-down interview since leaving office, former President Donald Trump criticized his successor for changing his immigration policies, leading to the current humanitarian crisis on the border.
It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone. If he left it alone, we were setting record positive numbers, and people would have to come in legally. And you know the other thing that people don't talk about, human trafficking and drugs. That's doubled, tripled, and quadrupled coming in because that's pouring in right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate you being there. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sheriff H.A. Lauterbach on Fox News continues to sound the alarm at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The failed policies, the failed leadership here from this administration continues to create problems all along the state of Texas, period. So as we move further into this administration and the policies that are affecting what we do here every day in Texas cities and in Texas counties, and the sheriffs actually across the nation here, as we experience unprecedented levels of people walking through our property, as we see the cartel rising in strength and expanding, we understand that at some point in time the American people will solve this issue of failed policies and failed leadership, but it's going to be at what cost? I think that's the real question that I think the American people have to ask of this administration is what cost, how many dead bodies do we have in Brooks County, Valverde County, Hidalgo County? Where does this all lead as far as the perception of the public here on the leadership, or in my opinion, really failed leadership, yet when we can't even have anyone from the Biden administration to leadership even come and visit the Texas border.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Happy Tuesday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, Auntie Maxine says, hey, look, it. You want to know how to incite a riot? I'll show you how to incite a riot. You know, let's get all the violence whipped up and everything like that. And, I mean, she doesn't even go out somewhere and do something the hard way. I mean, she already goes where people are already leaning in that direction. And here she is, a congressional figure, but she can't help herself. And I got to tell you, you know, having come from California, I now live in Florida, as you know, but having come from California, not too far away from her district, I just don't know what the people there are thinking who continue to reelect her and put her into office. I mean, it makes you wonder, like her and Nancy Pelosi, do they already have like, you know, a couple of 100,000 pre-printed ballots every year that they have in their desk drawer that they just pull out on demand so that they can get reelected? She's been a joke forever and an embarrassment to people. I don't care if you're, you know, of color, not of color, just for decency and civility. It's just amazing to me. The former Congressman Bob Beaupre, speaking of which, is with us right now. Not that he incites a riot because, you know, he's a totally different person altogether in terms of his background as a businessman, Colorado Republican, party chair, political analyst, and as I said, former congressman. Robert, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Always good to be with you, Bill. Thank you again.
Well, we got so much to catch up on in the realm of the political, but Maxine Waters has inserted herself in a situation regarding the Derek Chauvin case, and even the judge said that, at first he said that politicians shouldn't chime in, and that maybe her little speech, her little tirade, may have compromised the trial and could lead to a mistrial.
Absolutely. I mean, this was, I mean, to say that Maxine Waters raised her own bar on an outrageous standard is going quite some distance, because she is kind of the queen of outrageous statements. But here she goes again. Did you notice that she requested a police escort to go to an anti-cop rally? Got it?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this is Maxine. I had the privilege of serving.
This is Maxine. I want to take your guns, Waters. That's who.
Yes.
This is. Okay. Yeah. Except for when it serves my purpose.
Yeah. Well, that's the laws for thee, not for me. I mean, she's right there at the front of the line. You framed it very well, because it's a question that, as I served with the likes of Maxine Waters, I put Sheila Jackson Lee in that category. There's a few others, but I would just sit there and wonder, what sort of a constituency must there be that sends these people back to office you know, election after election after election. What's Maxine been there, 30 years or some such thing?
Yeah, something like that. And she doesn't even live in the district. Bob, she doesn't even live in the district either.
Well, why should that matter? It's Maxine Waters, after all.
Yes, it's the Democrats. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have their own rules.
It's different for them.
But it's so funny. You go in her district, and they go, I didn't vote for her. Did you vote for her? No, I didn't vote. Who voted for her? I mean, it's kind of like right now, that's what you're hearing around the country is they go, did you vote for Joe Biden? No, I didn't vote for Joe Biden. Well, it's because you're talking to the wrong people. You got to go to the graveyards, and then you can get an answer there. They're the ones that voted for Joe Biden.
I'm sorry, Bob.
I tell you, got me in a morning that I'm up to here with all the deception and the manure that's been thrown out there time and again, and the Republicans, bless their pea-picking hearts, are just so nice. They're just going along to get along. They want to use that Rodney King kind of, you know, let's all sing kumbaya together type of deal. And the fact of the matter is truth and lies cannot cohabitate. You know, evil cannot cohabitate with good. And what was perpetrated in the 2020 election, I'll tell you, is nothing short of evil. You got to call it for what it is. And I know some people, oh, Bill, you know, you got to. No, this is the problem with our country right now. We got the middle class getting decimated. Jobs are being extinguished. We've got somebody who's not had. Has Joe Biden ever got anything right when it comes to national security and foreign relations? I think his own people said he's batting 1,000%. In the opposite direction.
Right.
He's missed
all the big ones.
Exactly. And so now we have him trying to deal. With what Donald Trump had teed up for him, we had five Arab nations ready for Middle East peace with Israel that was already teed up. Blow that away. He's got Iran
pursuing a bomb.
Of course. Well, because they, that's what they were doing under Barack Obama. So they go, hey, we got mini-me over here. Like, you know, and we know he's so corrupt anyway with all the stuff that he was doing, you know, with Ukraine and that, and his son Hunter with the Chinese. So, hey, don't even, you know, like the Chinese said, you're going to lecture us. You guys are a joke.
Yeah, we find reason to snicker at the Maxine Waters, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Joe Biden's, but it's not funny. Newt Gingrich has got a piece out, I think, this morning, or maybe it was published yesterday. And he is likening the perilous times we are in, to our Civil War, to World War II, fighting that kind of enemy that threatens the very existence of what we have historically thought of as the United States of America. And, you know, these people trying to pack our court, which really says we don't want a rule of law. We want a political branch of government, not an objective branch of government, not an independent branch of government. We want to just extend the politics from inside the Capitol building over to the Supreme Court building and make the law whatever we want it to be at any given moment in time and change it willy-nilly. They respect no higher authority, and I'm talking about the highest of high authorities now. There is no moral authority. There is no accountability beyond themselves and their whim and their way. You know, as we've gotten in the habit of saying, and I think we say it so many times now, we forget how serious the statement is. They'll make rules for thee, but not for me.
Exactly.
And we see it over and over again. Tell me what Maxine did, and we snickered at it a little, and I probably shouldn't have snickered at it a little, but what she did over the weekend in Minnesota, with her words, How is that different? I guess the way it is different from what Donald Trump did on January 6th, for which they impeached him for. If it is different, it's worse than what he did.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, he talked about marching to the Capitol peacefully. peacefully. Yeah, peacefully, that is a word that never came out of her mouth. I don't even think it's part of her consciousness.
No, we've got to be more active, more confrontational. I'm reading from her statement.
Yes.
How do you interpret that any differently? And the speaker.
Well, we're gonna let our audience think on that. We got to go to break. More from Bob Bupre after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Tide Ministry is excited to be sharing the gospel with listeners in Pakistan. We began working in Pakistan just over a year ago, and God has used us to support local ministry partners through the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, many of our listeners are still struggling because of the virus. Some find it difficult to find food and medicine to sustain their families. Through indigenous missionaries and pastors, the Tide Ministry gives hope to those who are suffering. Working with local pastors in Pakistan, we record gospel messages in two Pakistani languages, which we're broadcasting across the country. We are thankful that the airwaves have allowed us to share the love and hope of Jesus Christ across borders and through lockdowns. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging believers and sharing the love of Christ with the lost in Pakistan and other regions across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Okay, I'll give you a little bit ornery and a little ticked. I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but this is really getting to me. We see all this stuff and we see, and I hate, and I really mean this. I mean, it really bothers me to get to this point that we have to talk in a partisan sort of way. You know, Bob Beaupre, first of all, we're Americans. That's what we should be focusing on, is what is good for America and Americans. And all these politicians, like Charles Barkley said, he's convinced, he goes, in his heart of hearts, he goes, hey, there's good people. You know, I believe most black people are good and most white people are good. It's the politicians. But I would take it a step further. It's the politicians, it's the mainstream media, it's corporate America, it's big tech, it's China, all invested in the destruction of these critical elements of our country. And the most critical elements of our country are we the people, Bob Beaupre.
Our founders, Bill, spoke frequently, at length and eloquently about the need for a virtuous people. What did they mean by that? It meant it was a people that believed in the rule of law, believed that there was a moral right and wrong, a moral compass to guide us, and that moral compass came from the God who created us and yes. blessed this nation. That's the ultimate accountability. If you look at this, and I know it sounds partisan, you're correct in saying that we're wading into what has become a partisan argument. But the reason it's partisan is because the left, for quite some time now, has tried very hard to set aside that rule of law, that moral right and wrong, that accountability to the higher authority. It's the first thing the left always does when they want to incite a revolution, whether it's a one with guns or whether it's one as thankfully so far we have seen in the United States, it's been won by a political power takeover like they're executing now. This is very, very, very dangerous times we're in, because they literally are trying to do what Barack Obama said in his first when he accepted his first nomination here in Denver in 2008, that he wanted to transform America, and it began that night.
Fundamentally transformed. Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah,
that's right. Fundamentally. So now instead of rule by law, what we've got is rule by mob. And, you know, I just happened to stumble across a quote from one of our founding fathers, and he's one that most of us don't even know, James Wilson. He actually signed the Declaration of Independence. He was appointed as one of the first justices to our Supreme Court by George Washington. But he said this about the rule of law. He said, without liberty, law loses its nature and its name and becomes oppression. Liberty becomes oppression. Without law, liberty loses its nature and its name and becomes licentiousness. I submit to you, we are witnessing that before our very eyes. Mm-hmm. Our law is becoming oppression, and we are becoming a licentious people.
That's
what the left is driving. You know, I heard Al Gore when he was running against George Bush many years ago, 2000. I heard him ask about how he viewed the Constitution, and he gave the standard explanation from the left. Well, I view it as an evolving document. It changes over time, and you know that is their mindset. That's why they have to set aside those Ten Commandments. Because, you know, they were supposed to last for all of time, of course.
Those were 10 suggestions as far as the left is concerned.
To be picked up or ignored at will. It's nonsense, but it's so dangerously destructive to the people. It isn't just geography that defines the United States of America. It is the people. And if we, as you correctly quoted, fundamentally transform the heart and soul of the people of the United States of America, we have done a disservice certainly to ourselves and our posterity, but also to our ancestors who fought so hard to keep this nation the way it was founded, to elevate it to the greatest nation ever in all of humanity, one that God has continually chosen to bless. And we're about ready to say, that doesn't matter. We're going another direction. And, you know, the future be damned. It's really tragic what we're witnessing.
Well, we're seeing this, and it's tragic because, you see, you and I know this. We've studied this enough. We look at history, and we've learned from history. The sad part is there's still too many who do not learn from it. They don't care about history. You know, what's happening in America right now is nothing different than happened in Russia, in France, in Venezuela. I mean, go just pick a nation. And just see all these nations that decided to embrace socialism and Marxism, and what did it get them? And the first thing that they do is they abandon natural moral law. Well, natural moral law is built into the cake. You violate that, it's like you deciding one day, go, you know what? The law of gravity doesn't exist in my world, so the hell with it. I'm going to go up on the roof and jump off. I'm going to try and be like super. I'm going to go not dry. I'm going to go be Superman. Well, you know, you almost want all these Marxists to go ahead and do that, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, because maybe sometimes that's what it takes, is the consequences have to be felt in real time for them to realize, hey, you guys are knuckleheads. But right now it is mob rule. It is the very thing that our Constitution, you know, says it is an anathema to, and that is that might makes right. And right now, which is interesting, Bob, because when you look at the numbers, I mean, it is a small minority of these Marxists and these socialists that are driving the bus here right now. I mean, a small number when you think about it. And they're controlling, you know, I'd say, you know, 80-85% of the country, which is no different than what happened in Germany, is it?
No, and you're spot on. It is a small number. It is ruled by mob. It is exactly what Maxine Waters called for, being more confrontational. But they are controlling the media. They are controlling Capitol Hill right now, an entire political party, the Democrats that are in power in all three branches of government, the House, the Senate, the White House. It is also controlling much of corporate America, which absolutely astounds me. That corporate America is willing to cave to this voice of the mob.
They're going after the Chinese treasury. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's exactly where they're at. Forget about America. Abandon the people who brought you to the dance. And all of a sudden we see, you know, some better looking legs with lots of jewelry. And so that's it. They're willing to abandon, leave us out there. Bob, I got to tell you, with what's going on in Minnesota, if the local authorities, if I were them, I'd have paddy wagons lined up. I'd get every paddy wagon within 100 miles, and I would line it up in that area, in the downtown area, and just say, okay, take us on. I mean, and what they'll do is when these guys think that they're going to go ahead and try and do something, boom, they're in the back of the paddy wagon. And we just keep loading up the paddy wagons and demonstrate to them what law and order looks like. Because this is what the American people demand. This is what we expect. And this idea that you cannot have one without the other. Law and order, just as you said earlier, they're synonymous. They are compatible. They support one another. And when you start bifurcating and think that you can somehow make up your own law and without order, Vice President Harris, man, you have no idea what kind of trouble you're unleashing on the very people that supposedly elected you to office.
Amen to that, brother. God bless you, Bill.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for the time. I always appreciate, and I apologize for being lit up. It's just I'm fed up with what's happening to our country. And I know more and more Americans are speaking out as well. And they're going to be represented by a party. And hopefully it is a party that has some tenacity and intestinal fortitude. He's the former Colorado congressman and businessman, Bob Boupre. Thank you, Bob.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial is now in the hands of the jury. Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner on Monday ruled that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes following multiple strokes after the occupation on the Capitol, a finding that will make it hard for prosecutors to charge anyone with his murder. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday passed legislation that will allow banks to provide services to cannabis companies in states where it's legal, a step towards removing what analysts say is a barrier to development of the industry. Lawmakers voted 321 to 101 to approve the bill and send it to the Senate. Former Vice President Walter Mondale died Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the age of 93. Fritz won the 1984 Democratic nomination for President of the United States and chose New York Representative Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate. On Election Day, he carried only his home state and the District of Columbia. The electoral vote was 523 to 13 for President Reagan. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I don't know about you, but I see a growing number of men especially, and I congratulate the men of courage who are starting to stand up for their marriage and families. I mean, we have been pulverized. We've been under attack like in any war. You know, we must know who our enemy is and engage a battle plan that our commander-in-chief is directing. And I want to bring on Jeff Kemp here. He's the former NFL QB and ministry leader to talk about this because his heart is about families. It's about marriages. And Jeff, I got to tell you, more men that I'm talking with are just fed up with what's happening in their marriages and their families. And, you know, yes, it's very dynamic, very complex. We can go back to, you know, what Jesus told the Jews during his time, you know, why there was problems in marriages and why divorces occurred because of the hardness of their hearts. I know some people right. read that and they think, it was because of the hard hearts of the women. Well, no, it's the hard hearts of both of us, men and women. And, you know, and it's like, okay, are you satisfied that over 50% of the marriages are ending up like wreckage on the side of the freeway? And along with that wreckage, we see our kids and their future entangled in that mess of human carnage. And I tell you, men are getting fed up with this. And I'm saying, well, look, you have got to stand up and fight for those things that are right and good. But you got to listen to your commander in chief and what he's saying, right?
Exactly. And in fact, right now on this sensitive, painful, serious topic, which is really a war, there's a war going on between God, who's good and loving and invented marriage and family, and his enemy, who is pride and independence and negativity and evil and division, deception. So I want to pray. I think that's where a man who's fed up needs to start on his knees. Father, Bill and I ask you, the perfect Father, to give us wisdom as we talk about this topic and to give every single person listening, man and woman, young man and young woman, married and unmarried, your insight, your wisdom, your love, your truth, your help to soften our hearts, heal relationships, and bring about answers to what families need, what marriages need, and what we all need, because marriage is good for everybody, whether they are married or not. It protects and loves and raises and launches children, civilizes and stabilizes society. God help us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So,
yeah, when you, yeah, go ahead.
There's a, there, you mentioned there's kind of a battle going on, and the heat has turned up in our society so greatly, with the high divorce rates, the high rates of not marrying at all, but still having kids who don't get the benefit of stability of mom and dad. And then kind of the whacked out messages of a culture that says, use sex like a sport wherever you want, in any way you want, and don't worry about any consequences. Meanwhile, the consequences are creating depression and disease and havoc and division. They're abusing children. There's rape of women. There's rape of men. There's little boys being abused, little girls being abused. There's addictions to pornography. The counterfeits are enslaving us. And the breakdown of the family, some men, you know, who might have lost a job or something or couldn't work, you know, on the road like they used to during COVID have come home and said, oh, my gosh, I've been ignoring this treasure, this priority, this wife, these kids. We need to have dinner together. We need to talk together. We need to play in the backyard. We need to play games. I need to read the Bible to these people. I need to get them some spiritual input. And I'm going to have to change, and I need God's help to do it.
No. And you're exactly right, Jeff. It does start with the leader of the family, which is the man, to be able to see the problem. And the Bible says, without a vision, the people will perish. And also another reading is they cast off restraint. And this is what's happening. When you cast off restraint, you take morality out. You're like an untethered balloon that was once anchored in God's morality and God's laws. And now you're just like this hot air balloon that's losing air, just going pal-mal all over the place. And this is what's happening to families. And men, to your point, they're coming back and they're seeing this and they're going, oh, my God, what have I done? What have I done? And I say, I look at awesome, awesome that you're seeing that. And now what are you going to do?
Yeah, the Proverbs say, do not let love and truth leave you. Mm-hmm. Bind them around your neck, on your head. Hold on to love and truth. Well, remember what the Bible said about Jesus? Jesus, the Word of God, came and he was fully grace and truth, completely love and completely truth. The only way we cannot lose love and truth and the fullness and constant experience of both of those is by humbling ourselves, saying, I can't do it on my own. God, you're the perfect creator. You're the Father that I really need. I'm going to run to you. Then you get love and truth. And when you get love and truth, it softens your heart and you see your faults more so than your wife's or your husband's. And you stop being a consumer who's waiting for the world and other people to make you happy, and you say, God is enough to fill my tank. I now am meant to love others. When it's tough and takes courage, day in, day out, that's how we have soft hearts and how we live out what marriage was meant to be, what manhood was meant to be, what womanhood and motherhood and fatherhood were meant to be. And you said it, that without God's vision, this is the full translation. Without God's vision, the people fall out of relationship and they cast off restraint and they end up damaging themselves and they create death. That's why it says, without vision, the people perish. Well, it's God's vision. What is a relationship with God? What is humility, the path that gets there? What is receiving Christ as Savior? What is eternal life, not just 60 or 80 year life? What is marriage? It's a picture of Christ's love for the church, unconditional, lifelong, agape love. How important is it? It's a mystery that Paul went left overboard to say this is so important. And Jesus said, you were never meant to divorce. That was a concession that was made because of the hardness of your hearts. You men and you women that don't want to stick with love and truth because you want to run your show your own way.
Mm.
So thank you for the show today and reminding us that if we'd humble ourselves, we'll get the courage and the love of God, and then we can start to put marriage first again. Love our wife, not sleep with our girlfriend, not run around using women as a toy, not use sex and pornography as a temporary medication to satisfy a deeper need that it'll never satisfy. It'll just screw you up.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. And again, I want to encourage everyone that's hearing this message is that this is a process. You know, Jeff and I are talking about it in terms of this is what God's ideal is. This is the vision that God has for families, for marriages, you know, for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, not to do you harm, but to give you a future and a hope. And what's happening in some marriages, they've lost that perspective, Jeff, where there's no hope, there's no future. Just get me out of here. Get me to the divorce attorney. But look it, if you can trust God, because God says, trust me. You know, we can't trust one another. We're all fallen. We're all humanoids, and we make mistakes. But God is consistent, same yesterday, today, and forever. You've heard Jeff and I talk about this before. We can count on God. Trust in God. And turn it over to him and take one step. When I talk about our commander-in-chief, I'm talking about the Lord of Heaven's army who will come in and engage the battle for you. He says, look at the battle's mine. You don't have to deal with this. Let me deal with the battle. I've got all the heavenly army powerful forces, you know, to act on your behalf. Trust me, and I'll take care of it. But understand it's a process, right? Go ahead.
He raised Lazarus from the dead, Jesus did. And God raised Jesus from the dead. If he can do that, he can heal your broken marriage, your separated marriage, your tragic, abusive past, the disconnection between your son or your daughter and you.
Yes.
But we do empathize with you. You don't turn around to get perfect right away. You're not supposed to feel rotten because there is an ideal. Just turn to God and let him do the miracle. Let him do the work.
Amen.
Be faithful to him. And let him.
Got to leave it there, Jeff Kemp. Thank you, buddy. Great insight,
why
as always.
Thousands
appreciate it.
Of
God
inspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Sam's Corner. Yes, when you go to BillMartinezShow.com, look for Sam's Corner. We've got all these great stories, these viral videos that take off, and Sam is always faithful to come on the show most weeks, at least 50, if not 51 out of 52. No matter what, I mean, you know, come hell or high water. I mean, she's here, God bless her, to give us a report on these viral videos that have taken off. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Doing terrific. Weather okay there? We're all right?
Perfect. It's sunny, and it's a little bit cool, actually. You would think Virginia, when it's almost May, you would think it'd be kind of warm, but it's just in the 40s here. It's pretty cold outside.
How cool is that? That's right. I keep forgetting that you moved up to Virginia. I still had you in North Carolina. And maybe you were never in North Carolina. I don't know.
I was. No, you're right. Yes. You're right.
Yes. So that's the deal. See, it's hard to keep up with you two. You know, you guys are still on, you're on a perennial honeymoon, you know, so that's great. I love it. You know, it encourages all. Hey, let's talk about, this is such a sweet story. You imagine, you got a lost 2-year-old, and people are looking for her all over, and a state trooper happens to find this 2-year-old on a New York mountain, and he says, she just wouldn't let go. She hugged me immediately and just hung on, right?
That's right. So New York State Trooper, his name's Brian Hotchkiss. He's the one who found her. She's a missing two-year-old little girl. And, you know, anytime a child goes missing is scary, but especially a child as young as 2 years old, and she's missing in the mountains, which is, it happens to be right behind her house, which is where she went missing from. You know, there's mountains in her backyard, and it's not just mountains. There's streams and all kinds of things that even if she doesn't, if there's nothing malicious going on, she can get hurt. So they know.
You got wildlife, you got the terrain, you got all kinds of, you know, dangers that could be out there. And for a 2-year-old that doesn't know better, my goodness.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And so Brian knows it's just a matter of time, and he needs to find her. And when she went missing, she was wearing a little pink dress. Or a little pink shirt. And so Brian's looking, he's scanning, he goes up the mountain, he's walking up there for like an hour and just like thinking, oh, man, we need to find this little girl. You know, I don't want this to be a bad outcome. And when he first reaches the top, the first thing he sees is like the gray and brown trees, and then he sees a little pink dot. and he knew that she was wearing the pink, like I said, and he follows the stream. He locates little girl. She's lying on her stomach on a rock, and he ran over, and he saw her move her arm, and that's when he realized that she's alive, and he said, because his heart just dropped, you know, she's just laying there. You know, if he had just been 20 or 30 minutes later, it could have been a whole different and tragic story. But thankfully, Brian got there in the nick of time. And I know she'll probably always remember him, and he'll probably be like some angel in her memory of a tear. You know,
well, I bet. Well, I bet the parents especially. My, goodness. My goodness. I mean, I would have been a basket case. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. I feel panicky. Even, you know, I know the story is going to turn out well. I've read the headline, I know, but even when you're reading the story yourself, you still kind of feel a sense of your heart dropping, thinking about how close this little girl came to having a totally different outcome, and how quickly kids can get away. You know, it was just a moment for her parents look away, and she just takes off. Nobody takes her. She just takes off, and it can just be really dangerous.
You see, this is the kind of story, you know, that we need to hear about law enforcement and the heart of a state trooper, which represents the hearts of a lot of people. That's why they go into law enforcement, is to serve. I mean, they just have this incredible heart and DNA to serve the people. And for him to have this sense of urgency about a child that's not his child. It's someone else's child. I got to tell you, if I was the family, I'd make sure that state trooper was with us from now until Jesus came back at least Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I mean, he'd have a special chair, because this is the kind of man and character that you want to associate with. That somebody who would have that kind of passion to go look for some other family's child like this and not give up. You know, God bless him. And we're thankful for this state trooper and others like him in law enforcement that have that kind of heart. We're really blessed in this country to have people like that. In this next story, you've got identical twins who were separated at birth. I can't even imagine this. But they don't know. But, you know, but they're reunited 36 years later. Tell us about this story.
So Molly Senior was adopted. She was adopted from South Korea, and she grew up. She was adopted by a wonderful American family. She was raised, and, you know, she had a really wonderful, happy life. But, you know, she just kind of felt this urge, like something like just inside of her, but like curious about her, you know, her biological family. Not that her adoptive family wasn't wonderful and everything she could have dreamed of, but she just felt this connection, and she felt like there was something that she needed to know. So she finally decides to take a DNA test that when she's 35 years old. And so she takes a DNA test, and she gets the results back, and it says, well, we think this person's your daughter. You share 49.96% DNA. And so it's like, you know, I've never had a daughter. I know that I've never given birth. I haven't had a child. Well, it turns out, this is very confusing to me.
That's right, exactly.
So bizarre. It turns out Emily Bushnell is her identical twin sister, and Emily's daughter had been the one that was encouraging Emily to, around the same time that this is happening, Emily's daughter is saying, Mom, you know, you should get a DNA test. And Emily's like, no, you know, Emily, because she knew her mom was adopted from South Korea. Emily's like, no, but you can do the DNA test. I'll let you do it. Well, it turns out Emily is Molly's twin sister, identical twin sister. They never knew about each other. Adopted.
So here it is. The daughter is the one whose DNA is in the database, and that's why it triggers that she has a daughter. I don't have a daughter, whole deal. And little did she know, that was the link to her identical twin sister, right?
That's right. And so they end up deciding to meet up for the... Isn't that amazing?
Oh. Wow.
And I just feel like, you know, there was just something, that, and it was happening around the same time that the Emily's daughter and Molly were both just feeling this urge, like, to get the DNA test. So if, you know, if they kind of hadn't done it sooner, if they hadn't paid attention to the results, we don't know how much longer it would have been. But they were able to end up meeting for the first time on their 36th birthday, which I can't imagine a better birthday.
Wow. Can you imagine? I mean, how they must have felt, you know, psychologically, all these things and questions that, you know, wake you up in the middle of the night thinking, okay, something's missing. There's another, and here it is, 36 years later, she's getting the truth. Both of them and their family, how far away were they living?
Let's see. So, I'm sorry, I wasn't sure. So Emily grew up in Florida and the other one grew up in Philadelphia. I'm sorry, Molly grew up in Florida and then Emily grew up in Philadelphia. So they were, you know, I mean, they both ended up in America, which is great. And on the East Coast, but, really had no way of ever bumping into each other necessarily. And I mean, I just can't. And when you see them, I mean, it's so obvious they're identical. And even in cases, they look back at their prom pictures and they had very similar. They both had like beaded dresses that were strapless.
Amazing. Kind of hairstyle. Wow. Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing about twins. They are unique. No doubt about it. This next story is about a Texas homeless man who gets a job and a fresh start after a stranger's act of kindness. What happened?
That's right. So a few months ago, Kenneth Smith, he was outside on a chair outside by a Fort Worth Outback Steakhouse, and he was hungry and half asleep, and a woman decided to go up to him and see if he's okay. And, you know, I'm glad that he answered differently because I think our tendency is to say, yeah, I'm fine no matter what. But he just decides, you know, he's like, no, I'm not okay this time. And so the lady decides to buy him a $100 gift card, and while sitting in the booth, he's sitting there eating from this woman's gift card, and he meets the restaurant's managing partner. Her name's Laura Hodges. And Laura's just like, you know, she starts talking to him, and she's like, I never want you to want for food or go hungry again. So I want you to know you always have somewhere that you come get a warm meal. Here's my business card, and come by anytime. And so she ends up hiring this guy to bus tables at the restaurant. And she's like, you know, we want to find him a place to stay, too. So Fort Worth Foodies Facebook page, she goes on there looking for a good deal. And she ends up finding a bunch of people who decide to pay for his hotel for the next 6 weeks. And they donate $2,200, a bike, clothes, kitchen items, and groceries. And,
what a blessing.
You know, and it's all because of this one woman who decides to stop and take a moment outside of this Outback steakhouse, and he said he just wants to find her and, you know, tell her thank you and let her know how it changed everything for him. And I really, you know, he hopes to own his own food business one day, and you just hope, sometimes it just takes that small moment of considering somebody and showing
just
them humanity.
Exactly, that somebody cares. Sam, this final story we'll get to, and like I say, there's so many great stories, and that's why you have to go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com, and you get caught up and just have your heart refreshed, renewed, and lifted. Your spirits will be lifted when you read some of these stories. This final one, we got about 50 seconds left. Freddie Freeman surprises a young Phillies fan after an act of kindness caught on video. What was this?
Okay, so this is actually Freddie Freeman surprised him. He's from the Atlanta Braves, for those who don't know, and he signed a baseball. He saw this fan's act of kindness during the series opening loss to the Braves on Friday night. He saw the young fan just inches away from a two-home run. The ball fell down and into the bullpen instead, and after a few attempts to get it, he finally caught up with the ball. The best part was yet to come. The video shows the Phillies fan giving the ball to a young Braves fan. So instead of keeping it for himself, he gives it away. And Freddie Freeman notices this, and he decides to give him a moment to remember for the rest of his life.
Got to leave it there. She's the good news girl. Thanks, Sam.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.